This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. A former vice president of the Trump Organization testified today during the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump that she saw Stormy Daniels at Trump Tower. NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports from a Manhattan criminal courthouse on the significance of that testimony.
Rona Graff worked for Trump for 34 years as one of his most loyal assistants. She testified under subpoena with her legal team paid for by Trump. But in a clear voice, she verified records she'd maintained, including a mobile phone contact labeled Stormy. And another contact for Karen McDougal, the Playboy model who said she'd had an affair with Trump and who received a hush money payment of her own. Graff said she saw Daniels in the waiting room of Trump Tower and knew she was an adult film actor at the time. The defense raised the possibility that Trump considered Daniels for a role on The Celebrity Apprentice. Testimony continues on Tuesday. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
Students at Atlanta's Emory University held a peaceful protest today, one day after law enforcement arrested 28 people on campus. As Georgia Public Broadcasting's Sarah Collis reports, the events have been part of ongoing protests of the war between Israel and Hamas.
Following violent clashes with law enforcement, hundreds of students turned up for a second day of protest at Emory University's campus. This time, students also showed up to condemn the use of force on demonstrators. Emory student Claire Nutcha says she witnessed Thursday's clash firsthand.
I thought it was a horrible injustice on any sort of sense of community that the school could try to create.
Demonstrators marched around campus and entered a dining hall before dancing and playing music on the quad where arrests took place. Police were not visibly present during the demonstration. Organizers say they will continue to protest university and U.S. policies on Israel. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Callis in Atlanta.
A tornado struck a section of suburban Omaha, Nebraska this afternoon. Officials say it cut a path for miles and damaged thousands of homes and businesses. Jason Sunday is a veteran who served in Iraq and Afghanistan. He told ABC News that his family home near the town of Elkton was destroyed just 1 month after they'd moved in.
Never been this scared. I mean, I've been over there and seen some gnarly things, but you're pretty helpless here, you know, and you have your wife here. You know, over there you have your battle buddies and it's another thing, but you have your wife right next to you and there's nothing you can do.
Police and firefighters are going door to door in damaged neighborhoods to make sure everyone is safe. So far, they say no deaths have been reported. Police in Memphis say sheriff's deputies fatally shot a man today who was speeding toward them in a vehicle. The deputies were serving what they call a high-risk search warrant when a man waiting in a vehicle drove toward a SWAT team. No deputies were injured in the incident. Officials say four people are being held for questioning and charges are expected in the case. The search uncovered a number of weapons, including some with high-capacity magazines. You're listening to NPR News. Chinese companies make a lot of small, cheap electric vehicles, but high tariffs are keeping them out of the U.S. to protect American manufacturing. NPR's Camilla Domonoske spoke to two car shoppers who expressed reservations about those tariffs.
Arvind Srinivasan is a recent college grad.
Personally, I get it conflicted. Cheaper car, you know, as a consumer, yeah, I would buy a Chinese EV, probably without question. But as a person who cares about the country, in that view, I feel like, no, we should either tariff or ban them.
He's worried about the risk to U.S. jobs and the economy. Meanwhile, Bonnie Dixon is worried that keeping these cars out hurts the climate. But she also knows it's cleaner to build cars in the U.S. than in China. Her takeaway? If China is making small, cheap EVs.
I think the American car companies should really get on the bandwagon and start making them, too.
Companies say they're working on it. Camilla Domonoske, NPR News.
Authorities say a freight train carrying fuel derailed and caught fire Friday near the Arizona-New Mexico state line. The accident has forced the closure of a portion of Interstate 40, which serves as a major trucking route in the region. No injuries were reported in the wreck, and the cause is now under investigation. The train was transporting propane and gasoline at the time of the accident. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry held on to his share of the lead in the Zurich Classic of New Orleans today. The duo shot a 2-under-70 in the PGA Tour's only team event. They're in a dead heat with three other teams. They'll play a round of best ball on Saturday and then finish on Sunday with another round of alternate shots. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.